Hi, my name is Mark Burichter. I'm managing partner from a German agency named Husare. Why we are part of Community for Europe is because Germany is a big market or a big country within the EU, and it's important to have a German agency on board for having EU issues to solve. Okay, I will talk about how artificial intelligence drives the communications branch. And especially for Community for Europe, we use different tools for AI tools for our work. First of all, in case of researching data from the different countries, I think the key reason why we want to work for the European Union is because we have the difference between other competitors that we are 10 agencies in 10 different countries in the EU. We know the local DNA of all cultures within the EU, and we can translate EU issues in different languages and to different people in different countries. And so it's very important to have a good database from every country and from every community within the EU to deliver the best work and the best communication strategy for each country within the EU. And we use AI for researching, for strategy parts, and also for rolling out some campaigns for advertising, to have all assets in the right format and stuff like that. And it helps us very, very much, because we don't start on a white sheet of paper. And you have within a really, really short time a good database to work on, to get inspirations from the different cultures and from the different countries within the EU, to use this data to have really working out the right campaign. That's the main reason. And I think there are a lot of things missing. First of all the law topics about using AI and how we are allowed to use AI in our work. That's for sure a really big issue. And also, I think the point of what you're getting out from AI. Shit in, shit out is our message, because when you cannot use AI in a professional way, you don't get professional results. I think prompting is the main issue. If you are very good in prompting and asking and working together with artificial intelligence, and that's also I think a new profession in our business. When you can use AI as a professional with really good prompting, that's the main goal to achieve. Is using Photoshop an art form? I don't think so. I think, and that's also the difference. I'm not sure that when 100% came from AI, that will be a really good work, because when you see the results from AI, especially from Midjourney or tools like that, you see there's always the same sense in the pictures and the same art form, you know. So you also need a human with an idea around the corner and with other things to make work from AI excellent in communication. Yes, we have also a German agency. They are marking their work with made by humans, not made by AI. They mark it made by humans. I think that's an interesting way for differentiating from other competitors. So I think music is craft science, you know, playing guitar, playing different instruments within in a band with a vocal singer and stuff like that. You can also generate it via AI, but I think the people want to see people on stage and want to perform. You know, it's more than only the music. And it's the same for us in the communication. Okay, thank you.
Cut. Und wer hat's produziert? Das Pod. Deine Podcast-Agentur.